So as we continue, you could see the teaching in this ordinary time, mostly very practical, because it always connotes and encourages us to grow in our faith, in our relationship with God, being fruitful and useful for the kingdom of God. And that should be, that we are continue growing, growing, changing and changing because of the power of the Holy Spirit and of the Word of God in our heart. And that is should be, because you should be witness. Our life is a witness. Nobody could debate that. Our changed life, nobody could debate that, because it is a testimony of God's work in us. So the beauty of God, when He used this, when He teaches us, He always used practical things. The parables could relay in our everyday and ordinary life. And as of today, once again, the Lord wants us to develop our faith in the mercy and the grace of God, to put our trust in His mercy, in His grace, because He's a loving God. And that's what I want to arrive this morning, that may it be through the Word of God and through the Eucharist would help us to trust in His mercy and His grace. So, as we read that, this is a story, the narrative of this is about he go to a place of Sidon and Tyre, and he was met by this Canaanite woman. This woman is a Gentile. Although Sidon and Tyre is part of Galilee, although it's part also of Gentile territory. So he goes there. It says here that they go there, that they have time with our Lord, have time with them. And then Jesus went out from there and departed the region of Tyre and Sidon. So they go in that place. So he has a purpose, maybe a relaxation or whatever, but he go in that place, territory of the Gentiles, not Jewish people. And they was met by this woman, a mother, whose daughter was possessed or under attack by a demon spirit. And he said, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." And then, but he answered her not a word. The Lord did not answer. He was so quiet. But he didn't stop there, continued to ask God, "Lord, help me." So we could see that this woman is very desperate. Very, very desperate. Because he trusts God, and at the same time, he loves his daughter. And you know, as parents, we'll always do everything for our daughter or for our children. And here, he comes to Jesus. Because it's demon-possessed. If it's just physical sickness, you go to the doctor. If we have a problem in the law, then we could have the lawyer. Or we have some problem about business, we could consult business people. But here, the problem is spiritual, demon-possessed. And he knows only Jesus could help him, not a doctor, not the lawyer, not the businessman, but only God. Because it pertains spiritual power. And only God could do that. So he came to him, he came to her. And here it is. But the problem is, he's a Gentile. And Jesus did not answer him. He's so quiet. And continued to ask Jesus, "Lord, help me." And even the disciple says, "Send it away. He is disturbing us." Then the Lord answered, "It is not good to take children's bread and throw it to little dogs." It's not good. But I said, "Lord, even these little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And with this answer, Jesus was so amazed. He said, "Woman, great is your faith. Let be to your desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So in this narrative, in this story, we could learn something about this. Two things. First of all, the faith of this woman to the mercy and grace of our God. The faith of this woman. He trusts God. He knows Jesus could help him. But truly, faith could be tested. First of all, the test is that racially, he is non-Jewish. That's why Jesus will not entertain him, because the Jew and the Gentile people, Jewish people, do not mostly mix with them, do not talk with them. Sexually, he is a woman. In their tradition, no woman could get near to the rabbi. This is their tradition. Those are obstacles. Third obstacle in her faith is this unconcerned disciples. Maybe these disciples are, maybe they're planned to go to like have a rest. And this woman disturbed them. They said, "Send this woman away." Maybe these unconcerned disciples, they think of themselves. "Send them away, disturb lang yan eh. Send me away." And not only that, Jesus said, the word of Jesus itself. But he answered, "I was not sent except to lost sheep of the house of Israel." First word of Jesus. "I came here for the Jewish people only." It's easy to understand. It's like rejection. But this woman said, "No, Lord, help me." Then another word says, "It's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Wow, little dogs. Maybe an insulting word, maybe. But is the Lord so hard here? Why he don't want to entertain this woman? He has a purpose. And that faith of that woman. When you said here, it's not good to throw bread, children's bread, to the dogs. He's talking about dogs, those askal dogs. He's talking about those pet dogs inside your house. It's not good. The children's bread, this means all the plan of God, children's bread, healing, salvation, is for the Jews only. But the woman said, this is what amazed Jesus. She said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Maybe I'm like a dog compared to the Jewish people. But even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Even this. Crumbs. Moh. So what I want to arrive is this. And that answer amazed Jesus and said, "Daughter, it's just a great faith." That was amazed Jesus. In spite of those hindrances, he continued and continued. There's a test of faith in her, and she did not give up. And there's something about our faith. We are Bible people. And yes, we have received a lot of teaching and faith. But our faith would be tested like this. That's a practical thing to understand. Our faith would be tested. Matistingan gitaron. That's why it said in Peter, trials are like fire that would test your faith. It is genuine. Kung talagang tunay. Because trials would really test if our faith is really true or not. We are used to confess the word of God, and that should be.
Wala, magaling tayo dyan. Confession. And that's part, and it should be. But our faith is genuine because it will be tested. Like this woman. Is that for himself or her daughter? He did not think of anything, even though it is not lawful, not right, as a woman and their tradition to approach a rabbi. Di pwede yun. And at the same time, he is not a Jew. He knows it. Plus these disciples who want to get rid of her. Nakaka-discourage talaga. But she did not. Why? Because those testing prove that her faith is true. She did not give up. That's why James said, let faith be tested because it produces perseverance. She did not give up. Maybe we are not yet in that very desperate situation. That is a very, very, would say, practical testing, truly, if we are in faith. If we are diagnosed with a sickness, or our children, or it's a big problem, our faith would be tested. It is true or not? True. And her faith was tested and it was proven that it's true. As the Bible says, the trial of fire would make our faith true or genuine or fake lang. Magaling na mag-confess. Pagdating ng problema, wala na. And the sentence said here, that let faith be tried because it would produce perseverance. A heart will not give up. Unlike this woman, it did not give up. And not only that, her patience. He wait. As Hebrews says, through faith and patience, we would inherit the kingdom of God. That's why if we have faith, then we could wait. We could wait. Because we believe God would work in His time, in His way. But He would work. That's why faith could wait. And we could wait because we have faith. We could trust God. And above all, to trust His mercy. His mercy. Because she knows that she is not a Jewish. He knows he's a woman. But he had faith in Jesus, that Jesus would entertain her, would hear his plea, that Jesus would have compassion on her. Sa kaguoy lang it Diyos. That's why, that's what we're going to hold on also, to the grace and the mercy of God. Grace is unmerited favor from God given to you and me. Even if you don't deserve it, then the grace. God has given us something that we don't deserve it. That is grace. Hindi natin parang in-expect binigay ni Lord. That is His grace. Sometimes when we could receive our allowance or sueldo, ay, may gracia. That is not gracia. Tinarabawahan mo yan eh. Now, kung sumobra, dinobre ng amo mo, yon. Gracia yon. Pero yung tinarabawahan mo, 8 hours, that's not, di gracia yan. Tinarabawahan mo yan eh. It's because grace is something that was given by God we don't deserve. And the mercy is a merited favor from God that we should deserve to receive. Example, we should all die because of our sin, because of the mercy of God. He sent Jesus to die for you and me so that we will not die. We deserve to die of our sin. But because of His mercy, we did not. So mercy is something, a favor that we receive that we should deserve to receive it. Deserving talaga tayong mamatay eh. Pero sa mercy ni Lord, hindi na lang. Yun ang mercy ni Lord. Dapat naman talaga eh. Because we are sinners. But because of the mercy of God to the death and Jesus Christ of our Lord, He did not. He saved us. Because we deserve to die. We deserve the penalty of our sin. But God did not let it. Although we deserve that penalty. That is mercy. Mercy. No? Parang clemency. Yung may bibitayin na pero hinihingi, pwedeng patawarin na lang. Although he deserved that, convicted na siya, deserved that, but mercy, we're asking for mercy. Mercy. And that's going to put our trust because God is a merciful Father. Maguguyon kita natin nga Diyos. Maguguyon kita. And we could only experience that in a real way if we are mostly when we are in a desperate situation. When you ask God for help, only God could help us. Learn to trust in His mercy and grace. And what this says here? This woman what had said here? Lord, this woman answered, great. This woman said, yes, Lord, not even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Yes, Lord, I know I'm not a Jewish person. I have no right to eat in your table. But Lord, even though crumbs, mo, an Akanon word, mo, that sa, a food that falls down, halin sa table, crumbs. Yun lang, Lord. Yun lang. Okay na kami dun. Okay na ko, Lord. Yun lang. Kahit kunting pagtingin na lang, Lord. Yun lang. I don't deserve it, but Lord, in your mercy. Yun lang, Lord. That's why, second thing we learn from this woman is humility. That without God, she is nothing. Without God, her daughter will not be delivered. See? We have to put our trust in that. Kahit lang yan, Lord. Yun lang. Hindi na kailangan yung malaki, yung malami. Hindi na. I didn't need to sit it down. No, Lord, no. Yung mumu lang. Yun lang okay na yun, Lord. Little dogs. See, sometimes that's the term of the, especially those religious leaders to those Samaritans or other non-Jewish, that dogs, something like that, because they treat themselves as higher race than others. But the Lord is talking about those street dogs, but those pet dogs. See? Talking of pets. Huh? Talking of pets. All of us now have pets, huh? Most of people have a pets. Those high-end kind of dogs or cats or these local cats and local dogs. At least my dogs ang bit-bit. Yeah? Mag-jogging-jogging. May dogs. Well, you know, so no problem with that. See? Those pets that you have, they don't just eat what falls down on your table. They really serve them food. Ha? Social na ngayon, may cat food na. May dog food pa. Minsan yung amo, sinaing, paksiw, yung kanyang dog. bones sa agwan. Anyway. But one thing for sure, let's think for a while. Have you ever seen your pet dogs or cats or pigs or chicken? Have you observed them? They really expect them, they really expect you to feed them. No? They really expect that you would feed them. They don't think na hindi mo sila pakainin. In their mind, in their animal instinct, my master would feed me. If they don't think, if you have money to buy dog food, they don't think of that. If you have money to buy those dog food, they don't think. They think and expect that you would feed them. In short, they trust you to feed them. No? And in time of feeding, they're so happy. Their tail is wagging. They're happy. They trust you, their earthly master, to feed them. Like those, I have pigs outside at the back. Every time they see me, they're all so noisy. Because they know it's feeding time. Sometimes before I'm irritated. But one time, see, they trust you and me that you would feed them. It's feeding time. They trust you. And they're all so noisy. Not before I'm irritated, but not now anymore. I see it. They're all singing. It's feeding time. Thanking you for feeding them. Or maybe I said, especially those pigs, maybe they're singing, praise God from all, blessing flow. This pigs are all singing. Because they trust you that you would feed them. Now, this is what I'm to ask you. Why you and me, earthly master of these pets, dog, cat, chicken, pigs, we sometimes doubt our heavenly master to feed us and to supply our food? Huh? Sometimes we doubt. We worry, maybe our God, our earthly master cannot feed us, cannot supply our food. May those pigs, chicken, dogs, and cats would teach us to trust fully in his master, he trusts in you. So why not we put our whole trust on our heavenly master? Amen? Let's go back. See, he used those dogs because those pets trust you. Now, brothers and sisters, we could see ourselves like that woman. We are not Jewish people. But because of his grace and mercy, he sent his son to die in the cross so that you and me could be part of the family of God. That now, because in the Eucharist, we could partake as members of the family of God. We could partake. Not a crumb, but the whole body and blood of Christ because of his mercy. Not because of who we are. Not because of your accomplishment. But because of his grace and mercy. That's why we can come here. And may this Eucharist table would always remind you and me that God is able. God is able to help you. You and me. It is a table of abundance and grace. God is able. Every time you come here, to remind us of that woman desperately looking for help. But yes, because of compassion and mercy of God, we are helped. So may it be every day, every Sunday we come to us, every time we receive the body of Christ, may it help us to develop our faith and trust on the mercy of God. Because of His grace, we could come here. And not only that, of having faith that what the Lord has done has already done. That's the power of the Eucharist. If you're here every Wednesday, I would invite you to come every Wednesday when our bishop would come back, because he's talking about the Eucharist. Very, very powerful. It will bring us a deeper meaning of Eucharist. Yes, there's power in the Eucharist. And not only the faith of this woman, but also her humility. Trusting God. Trusting God. Work in her life. Because of God, nothing of himself. That's why when we come to the Eucharist table, we have what you call in the fraction, this is what you call a humble access. It says here, humility says here, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. That's what's called humble access. Without you, Lord, because of your Lord, I can partake. There are two humble access we use in our liturgy. One is this. This is the word of the centurion man who seeking help for his servant. No, Lord, just say a word and my soul shall be healed. And the second is this word by this Canaanite woman. That Lord, even, said here, even the little dogs eat the crumb which fall on their master's table. It is what we call the humble access. We could come in the presence of God, not because of our own, not because of who we are, not about our accomplishment or success, but only because of the grace and the mercy of God. That's why, my brother and sister, this morning, as we partake the Eucharist, may God would open our eyes and heart would see the greatness, how our God is so graceful, full of mercy for you and me. Merciful. Merciful. Not to balance, not tolerating our sin, but giving us the chance to change. That's what we are. And we make us worthy to share in His table because of His mercy. So may it be once again this morning that may we learn to develop, to trust in the grace and the mercy of God. Na kita magkaroon o magkauna it ideya sa grasya agkaguoy it Diyos. Not only in time of trouble, not only in time of desperate situation that you would learn the mercy and the grace of God, but even during good times, learn to develop that. May God would open our eyes to see that He is a loving, merciful, and gracious God.